We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Game edition of Sports Open Line, Cardinals and Rockies again tonight at 7:40, 6:45. We'll have Amron Total Access, Chris Raby with you, Mike Anderson here in our KMOX studios as well. Cardinals falling last night, Cubs falling as well, and the Cardinals will try to pick up a win tonight, put some pressure on the Cubs, and potentially extend the current 4-game lead in the division. That's right. The Cubs were back and forth last night with the Padres, back and forth. And, you know, a lot of the same criticisms that we deal with in St. Louis and part of what makes sports, the Cubs fans were dishing out last night. I was watching the end of that game last night as the Cubs fell to the Padres really in spectacular fashion. I mean, it was a great game. Back and forth. The Cubs getting a couple of big home runs from Chris Bryant. The Padres jumping out to a couple of leads. The game getting to the 10th inning. After the Cubs had a man on and one out in the 10th, the Padres' first man retired in the bottom of the 10th inning. Then an infield hit. Then a walk. Then another walk. Then Steve Cishek stayed in, and another walk, and the Cubs end up getting walked off, literally, by the Padres. So I know folks were fired up at Joe Maddon and some of his decision-making, and it's part of what makes this great. It's going to be a heck of a ride, I think, over the next couple of weeks, and cannot wait to see how this all ends up. So we've got Cardinals pregame coming up here in just a few. That'll be at 6:45 before the 7:40 first pitch. We chatted with Joe Pott last night over from Busch Stadium. And right now, I want to bring on Sir Soccer, our soccer expert, and my guy, Bill McDermott, for a couple of minutes on Sports Open Line. Bill, what's going on, man? How are you?
Fine, Chris. How you been?
I have been great. I've been excited to chat with you over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, the game last night, the announcement officially a couple of weeks ago, that MLS is headed here. What have the last couple of weeks been like for you, knowing what has gone into these last couple of years with this ownership group, the prior potential ownership group, everything that's happened in and around St. Louis? What's it been like to kind of know that the first phase, the planning, the hopeful phase of MLS coming to St. Louis is signed, sealed, and delivered?
Well, indeed, that's what happened, Chris. It's signed, sealed, delivered, and now literally, truly, the heavy lifting begins, the hard work, hiring of a staff, in particular a president / general manager, one person, maybe two people, we don't know that. The groundbreaking for the stadium, the name of the team, colors, things of that nature, who's going to be playing for this team. Now, it's a long way off, obviously March of 2022, but the fitting end, Chris, to all this is that now the birthplace of the sport here in our country is finally in the major professional league. We've had a dose of it already the last 5 years in the USL Championship with St. Louis FC. So they have somewhat put us back on the national soccer map. But as of March 2022, you will be firmly implanted on that national soccer map in the virtue of MLS.
What kind of reaction, conversation have you had from folks, not just in the soccer community here and in the Midwest, but around the country, and knowing you, I'm sure globally, Bill?
Dave, to a person, Chris, to a person, when's it really going to start? Can't wait. I'm going to buy a season ticket. I'm going to be there with my family. It's about time. Things have happened over the past decades. We've been dreaming, thinking about this. Matter of fact, the commissioner, Don Garber, pulled me aside off camera. We were doing stuff on Fox Sports Midwest, Chris, and he said, okay, are you finished now? Will you leave me alone? I said, yeah, okay. Now that we're in, I will leave you alone. Everybody's tremendously excited for this. This is a huge win for Major League Soccer to get St. Louis into the fold and for the overall city to start off this civic renaissance so that soccer is playing an immense part of it. So you start off with down at the riverfront at the Arch. You come up the Busch Stadium. You continue to go through that corridor of Market Street. You end up at Forest Park. And again, as I just mentioned, it's only fitting that a crowning achievement for the sport, which has been such a vital part of our community, dating all the way back to 1875.
How about, too, amidst all of this, the job that STLFC has done and Anthony Pulis has done, and I know three big wins in a row now. They'll be on the road on Friday in Birmingham, but a week from tonight, home against New York Red Bulls. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so fun to watch what they've done. And, you know, I think that in the midst of a lot of excitement about what is to come, there's a team right now that's playing really, really well and obviously made some history last year and continues to, I think, put on a great product for folks that go out and check them out.
They really have been, Chris, and in particular, last week, three games in 7 days. That's right. Nobody in the world does that, but St. Louis FC did it. Now, the game on Wednesday night was a makeup of a game with Ottawa that had to be played when there was a flood situation at the park. That game was originally scheduled for the 4th of May. But to get 9 points, three wins at an absolute time of the year, when it was just about mandatory because they were all home games, St. Louis FC did just that. The opponents got progressively more difficult. Hartford, then Ottawa, then Nashville. Nashville was in second place, as a matter of fact, going into the game last Saturday night. But along the way, not just with the wins, Chris, they say, you know, all the time at home games, you got to win and entertain. And boy, they have been playing some entertaining soccer. Ever since they came on board, as I mentioned years ago, in this league, this is an absolute legitimate style of soccer that this team is playing, and people should go out to Worldwide Technology Soccer Park to watch this team. They'd be overjoyed with the overall family atmosphere at the venue, and in particular with the soccer that St. Louis FC is playing.
Bill McDermott is with us for another couple of minutes as we get ready for Cardinals pregame on KMOX. U.S. men's national team here last night, and the women here a couple of months ago. I think that it's been so great to see those kind of games in St. Louis and at Busch Stadium. What do you think, not just the last couple of years and the games that this city has hosted, but the new facility will do for St. Louis in terms of the kinds of games and the caliber of competition and the kinds of international matches we might be able to see here eventually at the new facility, Bill?
Well, because of the new facility, which is going to seat around 22,500, somewhere in that ballpark, Chris, but you will now legitimately be considered for all types of the games you just mentioned. But in particular, CONCACAF World Cup qualifiers in the dead of winter, when a goodly number of the teams you're playing against in the CONCACAF region absolutely detest coming to play in cold water, cold climate. So this is an opportunity for St. Louis, again, as members of now MLS, but having a legitimate soccer-specific stadium, you're going to be considered back on the map of national, and when it comes to World Cup qualification, back on the map of national and international soccer relevancy, which is an immense part of what St. Louis has been longing for since the inception of Major League Soccer in 1996.
I guess this is kind of to put you on the spot, but in terms of the timetable, and let's just say 2022, the team gets going, knowing what has happened even over the last couple of years in MLS, some of the players that have come over, and kind of looking into your crystal ball a bit, I guess not specifically what kind of players do you think will be maybe playing in Major League Soccer, both maybe stars that are at the peak of their career or guys coming from international clubs to maybe wrap up their careers still at a very high level in Major League Soccer. But how much different do you think and how encouraging are some of the signs that some of these teams have made, some of the contracts they've been able to work out the last couple of years for the league as we move forward and think about what teams could look like and what kind of players we'll be watching, whether it's on St. Louis's club or visiting clubs in 3 years, Bill?
Very encouraging, Chris, because this has become, Major League Soccer has become, a league of destination, as opposed to the early old days of North American Soccer League, the NASL, when a goodly number of players were coming over here, finished their career. But the problem being, they had nothing left in their career. A goodly number of these players that are coming over now are making the mark in Major League Soccer, big time names. Within the last decade, Guillermo Barros Schelotto with the Columbus Crew when they won in 2008, Carlos Vela now, Mexican international, playing for LAFC, clearly the most valuable player in the league. Players that have come over with international pedigrees, Zlatan Ibrahimovic now with the Los Angeles Galaxy, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard, below Marco Echeverri, Lothar Matthäus. So, and the Major League Soccer, it's going to be a continued to be, I think, Chris, in the answer to your question, it's always going to be a combination of top international stars playing for your team when you get into Major League Soccer, top international stars, your DPs, if you will, designated players, linking up with local players. Ideally, you'd like to have one or two St. Louisans on the team. You have to have American players on the team, linking up with those international players. That's how St. Louis teams in the past have always been most successful. In particular, again, going back to the NASL days, the combination of the American / St. Louis player with top international player. Yesterday, last night, the first 11, a goodly number of the players, well, 16 of the 20 were from MLS, but you have Josh Sargent with Verde Bremen, Tyler Boyd, Besiktas, Tim Ream with Fulham, so, and Sergio Dest, who just played in his second game for the United States, a regular for Ajax. So that's going to be not just the makeup of your MLS team, but I think as we go forward into the World Cup years, 2022 in particular, you're going to see a combination of MLS players and international players representing your country.
Yeah, I know that last night for both teams was not, you know, the AAA squads, especially for Uruguay.
Exactly.
But give folks maybe just an idea, like, of for a program in the U.S. men's national team that is certainly, I think rightfully so, come under fire over the last few years, what's in store for them over the next handful of years? And outside of a player like Josh Sargent or Christian Pulisic, like, what should people be excited about, since this might be, you know, a regular stop for that team even more so moving forward in St. Louis?
Well, a goodly number of these players, as a matter of fact, Greg Berhalter, when asked pretty much that similar question, he's been narrowing it down, and he thinks he's gotten to about, he and his staff, about 30 core players who would be going forward to represent the United States in the qualification process for the 2022 World Cup. But in particular, a goodly number of these young players, Chris, Aaron Long, who played alongside of Tim Ream, his 13th cap, Reggie Canada's 8th cap, Christian Roldan's 16th, Jackson Yu, who played so well last night, just his 3rd cap, Jordan Morris, a little bit more, he's got 35 caps, but Josh Sargent, just 9 caps. These are a goodly number. This core group here, these 23 to 30 players, these are going to be the players that are going into the 2022 and the 2026 World Cup. Now, with that being said, the first 11 that lined up for the United States last night, no, this is not the first 11 you're going to see when you begin the overall World Cup qualification process. You'll see some of them, but not this entire first 11. The team was without Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, John Brooks, Tyler Adams, Michael Bradley, Paul Arriola, Jose Altidore, Matt Miazga, you can go on and on and on. Those names I just mentioned are going to be some of the players for sure in the first 11 when you begin your qualification process. But overall, it is an extremely young team. But as you just pointed out a moment ago, Chris, they were harshly criticized for some recent games, and you should be harshly criticized when you don't qualify for the World Cup out of the CONCACAF region. But changes are in store. Changes have already been made. And the team is well on its way to making a total rebound, which is what they have to do.
I think we should name the team in St. Louis like the Fighting McDermotts.
I'll make sure to pass that along.
It.
How about the Rabies?
Ah, you know, comes
that,
with some interesting connotations.
It does. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, silent H. But yeah. I mean, what? Yeah. So what happens now, Bill? We'll leave you with this because I know there's been so much time and energy and effort by so many devoted to, you know, trying to make this a reality. Now, actually, the hard work starts, and I'm sure fans want to know stuff like, you know, colors and a team name and this and that. But like, what is most important now as really the hard work gets going and this thing starts to move forward without any questions about whether or not it's going to happen?
Well, I think probably, and I don't know this definitely, Chris, but I would think probably to get someone on board, as I mentioned just a moment ago, when we first began our conversation, probably a president / general manager, one person.
Bill McDermott.
To oversee everything, because everything that's going to take place is going to involve a person of that structure getting involved in all those conversations. The name of the team, the colors, the training facility. Is the training facility going to be immediately adjacent to the stadium? When is the groundbreaking overall? Things of that nature. So a lot of things, as we mentioned, just talked about, a great many things have to take place. It is indeed a reality now, but now the more difficult to start a startup process to begin a brand, that is heavy duty lifting, a lot of work involved. So the first thing that's going to happen probably is to get the structure of the person who's going to lead you through all of this.
It's exciting stuff, though. I'm sure that there was even more of a buzz last night in that building having the first game with, you know, everyone knowing what lies ahead. It must have been cool. Yeah, I'm sure it was as much, and this isn't to take anything away from the game or the competition, but it seemed to me like as much of, you know, maybe a kind of end of summer celebration, look how far we've come, you know, as anything else.
I think so, Chris. And, hey, it is a big event when your national team comes into your city. This is the seventh game at Busch Stadium, or the overall process. This began, but we did the game, Chris, remember, May 23rd, 2013, when Chelsea played Manchester City. We thought at the time, this is magnificent, 48,263. The game sold out in a matter of hours. Boy, we sure hope we can see more of these, and sure enough, we have. So not only will there possibly be more games at Busch Stadium, but there will for sure be games at your new venue simply because it's in that 25,000 seat capacity, which is ideal for CONCACAF games and in particular, as I mentioned, CONCACAF World Cup process.
Well, the U.S. men in drawing last night did better than the U.S. men's basketball team, which lost to France in the FIBA World Championships and now will have to play in a fourth place game, which is kind of unheard of for a team of NBA players. Although it's like kind of like the C team of NBA players, maybe like the D team of NBA players. But the men's national team did better than that.
Aren't a goodly number of the players who are normally with the team, they'll still be able to play in the Olympics? Is that accurate?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of them just kind of take the summer off for, you know, not anything against the FIBAs, but not the Olympics. So
we'll see.
Bill McDermott, always great chatting.
Thanks,
man.
Chris,
I know so many people have worked so hard, so enjoy it, and look forward to watching the Fighting McDermotts take to the pitch in 2022.
Yeah, I'll make sure to pass that along, Chris.
All right, thanks, brother. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
One of the best, Bill McDermott. Absolute beauty. We'll take a break, come back. It's set for Cardinals pregame. Yeah, how about the men's national basketball team last night? Ugh. Losing to France. Back in a moment, getting ready for baseball on Camo X.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, Ameren Total Access gets going at 6:45, 7:40. First pitch for the Cardinals and Rockies. Cardinals will send Dakota Hudson to the mound. You know, for as much attention, rightfully so, that we have paid to what Jack Flaherty's done this year, pretty amazing what Dakota Hudson has done. And I think Flaherty should get and will get votes and some consideration for the National League Cy Young. Dakota Hudson probably the same way as it pertains to the National League Rookie of the Year vote. I know there are some big names and especially offensive names, but man, has Hudson been great. And eager to see, we'll talk to Kyle McClellan about this coming up on pregame, how the sinker plays tonight, how he pitches to contact. Last night, just a weird game in terms of not just could the Cardinals not score, but really the Rockies never put much pressure on after the first inning home run by Nolan Arenado. So Cardinals, an opportunity thanks in large part to the Padres last night having the winning run, walked off and walked in, and they could make it a five-game lead if they could win tonight, or at least could make it, you know, once again a four-and-a-half-game lead and put some pressure on the Cubs as they do a little bit of potential scoreboard watching and take on San Diego late night tonight in San Diego. So excited about what the Cardinals could do this evening and, you know, what next week could look like. What next week at Wrigley could look like. And the Cardinals could very well bury the Brewers this weekend. What will the Cubs do? How will they bounce back? A lot of criticism about Joe Maddon and the Cubs. All right, Amber, Total Access coming up next. Big thanks to Bill McDermott for joining us. Mike Anderson's here as well. Sports Open Line done. Baseball next on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.